Class is now in session. And the UPS store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit theupsstore.com/packing.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I, of course, am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And today we watched Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes, we did.
And it was kind of big trouble to get over here to do this, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's been kind of big trouble in Toledo here. Yeah. Stop at the hospital, and then I couldn't find my way over here because I had to keep turning back today. You know, it's just weird.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Mom took, like, over a half an hour to get here, and I was just like, I'm kind of starting to worry about her.
Yeah, because I live five minutes away from
yeah,
here.
Yeah, and I said that I was, you know, 15 minutes out when I talked to you.
Yeah, well.
And I even said that to Justin when I was looking out the window to see if you were in the driveway yet. I was just like,
Where is she? It took me three trips home,
like,
to
I told her not to hurry, but I didn't mean, you know, take your goddamn time.
Yep, I came out without my paperwork, and then I went home and I got a drink, and then I came out without my paperwork, so I had to drive around the block, and I had to go in, you know, and I can't just go in my house. I have to fight with the cat. You know, and you know, let him know that I'm going to go out and then try to get out of the house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, half an hour to get a do a 5-minute drive. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Big trouble in Toledo.
Yeah. It has been. It's been a pretty rough couple of weeks for the old lady.
Oh, we'll talk about that a little bit when we get there.
Yeah.
This movie is from 1986.
Uh-huh.
It was a PG-13 movie, about 99 minutes long, directed by John Carpenter.
Yes.
It had 74% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes.
Which I think is pretty high.
Yes, for our favorite Rotten Tomatoes, yes.
Yeah, 53 on Metascore, mm-hmm. and 7.2 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yep, and I saw something that I had never noticed before. 87% of Google users liked this movie. I saw that. I thought, what's that? That's interesting.
No, this is a movie, like I said, that this is one of Big Daddy's favorites.
Yes.
So I know that I've seen bits and pieces of it, but as I said while we were watching it, I didn't recognize the entire movie.
Oh, so you've really never seen the entire movie before?
I guess not all the way through.
Okay. That's interesting.
I saw different numbers on the budgets.
I did too, so I left that to you. I didn't write it down.
I saw $9 million all the way up to $25 million.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And with all the choreography, the fight choreography, the special effects, I would, in 1986, I would lean closer to $25, you know what I mean?
I do.
The worldwide gross, however, was dismal.
Oh, dear.
I had about $11.1
million. Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
Why?
Well, John Carpenter and Kurt Russell in commentary have said that there was very little promotion for this movie.
What? I do have that. The studio had kind of written it off.
Right.
And there was no promotion for it.
And John Carpenter and Kurt Russell both agreed that I think that they thought that the studio just didn't know what to do with a movie like this.
Right. They didn't know how to tag it.
How to market it.
Right. That's 20th Century Fox.
Yeah, 20th Century Fox.
And they did nothing to promote it because they didn't know how to, what do you call this movie?
Yeah. Because I mean, some of it was slapsticky, some of it, I mean, you know, it was kind of an action comedy.
Yes.
Would you say?
Yes. I read a little quote from some critic or other said it was quirky, outlandish, and suspenseful. And yes, it
sure.
was.
Yeah.
It was absolutely that.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, nothing. And they weren't happy with Kurt Russell. They weren't happy with Kim Cattrall. They just, the powers that be were just not happy with the movie, I think.
Right. And it's funny that Kurt Russell and John Carpenter had expected this to be a big hit because
yes.
it tested well with audiences.
Yes.
And then no promotion.
Right.
And Aliens came out a couple weeks after.
Oh.
The sequel to Alien.
Uh-huh.
And that was just a runaway hit because, you know, the Alien franchise is a...
Huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was well hyped, whereas
yes.
this wasn't.
Right. So, you know, there's a lot to that promotion stuff.
Yeah.
If they're not behind it, you know, and I think Kurt Russell did a good job. I think Kim Cattrall did a good job. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You
were a little nervous.
I was.
And it didn't help that Justin was like, hey, there's this, you know, cute fluff movie that you like on Amazon. You should just watch that with your mom.
Right.
And I was just like, oh.
And then he was getting cold feet yesterday. You sure you're going to watch that with your mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, no. Does that mean we're not going to like it? I thought it was a great movie.
I thought it was pretty. I would watch this one again.
Yeah?
Yes, I would.
Because of the fighting?
It just moved along really fast, and it was exciting, and I didn't know. I didn't know where it was going. I didn't know. I wonder if in the Japanese culture that magic is like they said it is.
Chinese.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're Chinese in this movie.
Yeah, I know. I mean, is that in their culture? Is magic that big of a thing to them?
I would think that. There's some healthy mysticism in all cultures, so
yeah.
Why wouldn't there be any?
I know, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Ooh, when he killed Lo Pan.
That was pretty... I didn't see that coming.
No.
Heck no.
I expected him to do some magic and, you know...
Yep.
Yeah, I did not expect that at all.
No,
Getting back on track, the basic plot of this movie is that a truck driver and his cohort, because the internet kept saying sidekick, 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 but he wasn't really a sidekick.
No.
They were just, they were like gambling buddies.
Yes. I don't think either one of them were really friends. You know,
yeah.
I think that they just... When he comes to town, he knows these guys and he plays cards with them or whatever that game was that they were playing.
Right. So I think cohort is better.
I do too. I like that much better.
Okay. So a truck driver and his cohort face off with an ancient sorcerer in a supernatural battle beneath Chinatown. Which I think is overly simplified.
Very, very much so overly simplified. Because there was the huge story with the ancient sorcerer.
Right.
There was way more to that than just an ancient sorcerer.
Right.
But underground of yeah, that was pretty exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yep.
The cast was Kurt Russell,
mm-hmm.
Kim Cattrall,
mm-hmm.
Dennis Dunn,
mm-hmm.
James Hong, Victor Wong, Carter Wong, Peter Kwong? Oh, I wonder if I wrote that down wrong. I said James Pai? Pei?
I think it's Pei.
But I don't know if that... Because Susie Pei was Miao Ying?
Yes.
So I don't know if I just wrote down
that
two last names. So sorry about that guy. And Jeff Imada.
Yeah, all familiar faces.
Yeah.
From television, mostly, I think.
I think so. The guy that played Lo Pan played Cassandra's father in the Wayne's World movies.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So I know him from there.
And Egg Shen, he's been in Perry Mason.
Uh-huh.
I know I've seen him in Perry Mason. Lots of TV shows, I'm sure. Because I absolutely recognized his face.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these are all seasoned actors.
A little fun bit of trivia about the Chinese language, because, you know, we don't speak it. The characters at the beginning of the movie that show up, the Chinese characters.
Yes.
In the main title, translates to evil spirits make a big scene in little spiritual state.
Yes.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
And when we went into Egg Chen's office,
uh-huh,
that was Station 2023, the building used for Ghostbusters.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was quite interesting.
This makes a lot more sense now that seeing it all the way through, that the story was originally written as a Western.
Yes, absolutely. I could see it.
And the very first gang fight that you see, really, you can really get that Western influence.
Yeah, it was written, the story was written by Gary Goldman and David Weinstein.
Yes.
And the adaptation was by W.D. Richter. And it seems to me I read somewhere in my readings that Richter was kind of a Western guy.
Oh, okay.
And that's maybe where that story came from, but I absolutely could. Especially when that guy pulled his things up and he's going to grab his guns, his two sidearms. I could see Western there.
Yeah.
And the other fighters had ropes of bullets around them.
Oh, what are those called? Bandoliers or something like that?
Uh-huh. That was really crazy Western.
Yeah. I thought all the main fights all seemed, you know, straight out of a Western movie.
Yes. I think so.
Connor. Kurt Russell turned down the role of Connor McLeod in The Highlander.
Yes, to play this movie. Yes.
Which, you know, knowing Highlander and knowing Christopher Lambert as Connor McLeod, it would be hard to see Kurt Russell in that role, but he would have done a good job.
Yes.
The accent work might have been a little bit better.
Right.
Christopher Lambert and his French accent was crazy. And then also in Highlander was Sean Connery, an actual Scotsman.
Right.
Who played a Spaniard.
Oh, boy.
To take this role? Because he had had a few flops.
Oh.
And he didn't want another flop.
Oh, and it turned out to be a flop.
Yeah. Aww. And Carpenter was like, dude, I don't care. I just want to make a movie with you.
Yep.
So.
And Kim,
that's pretty cool.
Kim Cattrall had to leave the studio by 4 o'clock every afternoon because she was doing theater. And she once said that she has a movie career because that subsidizes her theater career.
Oh.
If she had a theater career, she'd have to work as a waitress or something.
Okay.
So she got a different gig.
So she did movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And both the girls had to wear green contacts because they both were brown-eyed girls.
Yeah. I saw that. And you could really tell, especially when they did the up close
shots.
The real
close.
Of the eyes.
Their green eyes weren't really green. They were.
Yeah.
They were not really green.
Right. John Carpenter had wanted Jackie Chan to play Wang Chi.
Yes.
But the producer was just like, is his English good?
Right. They were concerned about his English. How ridiculous is that?
Right. And Jackie Chan then ended up declining the role.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
He would have been great.
Yeah.
And remember we were watching the beginning and I said that it really doesn't fit. And that's because the studio insisted that they stick that on the front to make Kurt Russell look more like a hero than just a, you know,
Just a guy in the wrong place.
Yeah. Yeah, because even though I like we said, these guys were working together. They were. I don't really think that either one of them was the hero of the show.
No, I think they were the hero for what they needed to be the hero for.
Right.
I don't think that they were just in general the movie's hero.
Right.
Which,
you know, and the promotion wanted Russell to be the hero.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why that stuff at the beginning, that office, that lawyer's office thing is like, what does that have to do with the movie?
Right. And I don't know if it was a problem with how, you know, the cut that we watched or the way it was streamed through my audio setup, but it felt like watching a real Japanese movie.
Yes.
Because everybody's lips were saying not what the sound was saying.
Right. I kind of had to keep looking at that.
And I
think it distracted me a bit.
It really did, because I was watching their mouths.
Yes.
Even though I knew that I shouldn't be watching their
right.
mouths.
Well, I need to watch everything else. But right. Look, their lips are still moving and there's no voice.
Right.
That was funny.
So I think that was just, I think that's maybe my setup.
Yep.
But I've never noticed that on any other movie that we've watched recently.
No. Uh-uh. No.
So, I don't know.
So maybe was it or wasn't it? We don't even know.
I don't know.
And Kurt Russell had flu during the shooting of this.
Yeah.
And a lot of the places where he's sweating, it's because he had flu.
Because he had a fever.
That was weird.
Egg Shen's car was a 1936 white touring car.
Yes.
And that car now resides in Yellowstone National Park, where it was built.
Yes.
And it gives tours out of Old Faithful.
Yes. Isn't that fun?
I thought that was pretty cool.
I read that and I thought, oh, I wonder what that car looks like. I know now. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
What else did I find out that was pretty interesting? The adaptation is also an episode of the Chinatown Ghost Story and Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
In 2012.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Teenage Mutant Ninja. What did I say? Anybody?
Mutant Turtles, I think.
I thought that was kind of interesting that they took that kind of stole it.
Yeah. And the three storms, you know, the guys
yes.
with the hats.
Yes.
They were partly inspiration for Raiden in the Mortal Kombat video game series,
uh-huh.
which when I first saw them, I was just like, oh, yeah, of course. That's exactly who that is.
And I had written that down, but I didn't know it. I've never done Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
So I don't know. I didn't connect it at all.
Okay.
But I knew that they were with Wind and Fire. They were.
Yeah.
They were the storms.
I thought they were pretty cool.
Yeah, me too. I like that hat.
These hats were killer.
Better than the silly hat you gave me. But that was fun.
We wore trucker hats. But the only trucker hats we have on hand are for the movie Creepshow. So it says, jolting tales of horror to haunt your days and nights.
Okay. That's all right. And if you look at our TikTok, I was holding my head down like they do at golf tournaments so that you could see what it says.
So you could read the logo.
Yes. Yes. And there's talk of a sequel.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Dwayne Johnson. Oh, yes. I'd like to smell what The Rock is cooking. Mm-hmm. Yes. But then as it moved on, that got a little farther away, and Dwayne Johnson wasn't in it anymore.
Right. Well, because in 2015, that's when they were reporting that The Rock was developing a remake.
Right.
For him to star in as Jack Burton.
I could see him doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see Kurt Russell growing up to be Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I can't see that. But and there was, apparently, The Rock expressed interest in having John Carpenter on board.
Yes.
And Carpenter was ambivalent about a remake. And then in 2018, it was clarified that this would be like this would be more of a sequel, a continuation, and not so much of a remake.
Oh.
But 2018 was 5 years ago now.
Right.
So.
And nothing has happened.
Right.
And we've already decided that movies that go that long shouldn't have a sequel.
Right. So. They're just not funny.
No. I mean, you forget. You forget stuff like that.
John Carpenter and Kurt Russell, I guess you could call them frequent collaborators.
Yes, they've done 5 movies together.
They did 5 movies together.
Yes.
Elvis from the late 70s, mm-hmm. Escape from New York, The Thing, and Escape from L.A. were the other 4.
Yep. But he's, Carpenter does that a lot. He has other people, Charles Cyphers, he's done 6 films with. And Peter Jason, he's done 7 films with.
Oh, okay.
And we know Peter Jason, you'd recognize him if you saw him. He's done 80 films and over 100 television shows.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, Carpenter seems like he surrounds himself with pretty solid actors.
Yeah. There was a tie-in video game of the same name.
Yes, yes.
Published in 1986 for the ZX Spectrum, the Commodore 64, and the Amstrad CPC.
Okay.
And reception for the video game was mixed.
Oh, that's too bad, because I think any video game's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And many, many directors say that Carpenter and his work have influenced their work.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino, James Cameron.
Wow, okay.
Robert Rodriguez. Those are just 3 names that I wrote down that I recognized.
Yeah.
But there was another big, long list.
Oh, that's cool.
So everybody thinks Carpenter's pretty good.
Every time I see like a horror documentary or listen to a horror podcast, everybody is kissing John Carpenter's ass.
Right.
And I guess a lot of it is well-deserved.
Right. I read somewhere, let me see. Carpenter is generally recognized as one of the greatest masters of horror. So, I mean,
okay.
Generally recognized, I guess everybody.
Well,
everybody.
He did Halloween and I think The Fog.
Yeah. And I didn't write a lot about Carpenter
thing.
Because we've already talked about him before.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of other stuff. I did stuff about his techniques.
Oh, okay.
He does a lot of different kind of techniques that make a big difference in what we see when we see a movie. And, you know, it talked about all of these. And I don't really know anything about that. So, but he uses minimalist lighting and photography. And his music is very distinctive. And
because he does his own music.
Yes, yes. But often it promotes the plot and the motion of the movie.
Oh, okay.
Which absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't think his music is intrusive in any way.
No.
It's there. You hear it, but you hear it because it's part of the movie. You know, sometimes you hear music and it's like in your face, you know.
Right. And all of his music has a distinct sound.
Right.
So you knew it was John Carpenter music.
Right. He generally uses a synthesizer, so it's
okay.
All synthesized music, which is hugely popular.
Yeah.
And he's known for his use of widescreen shots and a technique called anamoric cinematography. And what it is something in the 35mm film, and then the projector that he uses, it like stretches the movie to fit the screen.
Oh.
And I don't understand that, but I think, oh,
okay.
I think I've seen that, how it makes it bigger and fills the screen more.
Okay.
And that I thought, wow, that's That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2014, Boom Studios began working on a comic book series.
Oh.
For Big Trouble in Little China.
Uh-huh.
It was released in June of 2014. The comic book series was written by Eric Powell and John Carpenter. I know Eric Powell because Big Daddy is an Eric Powell fan.
Yeah.
He does The Goon, and that's one of Justin's favorite comic books.
Interesting.
But that's really all I wrote down.
Well, and because I didn't go into much about Carpenter, I looked at his wife, Sandy King.
Oh, okay. That's why you mentioned her.
She, yes. Yes, she's the script supervisor.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, what does the script supervisor do? And the script supervisor oversees the continuity of the film, and that includes wardrobe, props, everything that, you know, we see. Oh, he didn't have that on when he did this a minute ago, you know?
Oh, okay.
So that's what that, they take the notes of the Daily Progress, and they talk with the editors about how things should fit together. I thought, oh, wow, that's kind of an important job, I would think.
Yeah.
You know, for one person to do. They're really important up front in pre-production. They help set up the flow of the shots so that the continuity would be correct at the beginning rather than waiting to do it when it happens.
Oh, okay.
And I thought that was pretty kind of cool. I mean, here she is, this, you know, one person taking on all this whole movie. I thought, that's a lot.
That's what you get paid for, though.
That's true. That's true. And usually there's only one script supervisor, but in great big films,
okay,
there's like a main supervisor and a second unit supervisor.
Oh.
We've seen that in different shot things.
Yeah.
You know, we always watch through to the very end of the movie. We watch the credits and anything that's with that.
Right.
So we always see stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
That's a big job.
Yeah.
And I like to see where the continuity isn't right.
Oh, that's cool.
See when the bus got all shot up when they ran out of the building. When it turned the corner, there were no bullet holes or broken windows on the bus. So I noticed that.
I didn't. I wasn't looking for that.
Okay. What else? What else do I have? Oh, during the 2006, the U.S. Library of Congress deemed Halloween to be culturally significant. Did we talk about that before?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
That's pretty cool. In 2006?
In 2006, yeah.
That's cool.
And selected it for preservation in the National Film Registry.
Oh, that's
now,
cool.
There was one other movie we saw recently that I saw that. So I'm going to have to start looking for that.
Rushmore.
Yes!
It was Rushmore.
Yes, it was. I mean, this goes with John Carpenter. I mean, anything Halloween is John Carpenter. You have to think of him when you think of those movies.
Oh, absolutely.
So, but yeah, they felt that was significant, and they decided to preserve it.
Well, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. Because he's an important kind of guy, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Our theme meal for today was Asian food, but it was not Chinese. There's not a lot of Chinese restaurants around where I live. And the one actual restaurant has really gone downhill.
Yeah.
In terms of flavor and quality. So I was just like, I was really dreading food for this because I was just like, there's, and the next closest thing is Panda Express, which is also trash.
Fast food Chinese. That's not, you know.
Yeah.
Not it.
So I was just like, what are we going to do that's not garbage? And the next best thing was Thai food.
Yeah.
So we had a fried rice and a lo mein dish that in Chinese food. Mom had pad Thai, and I had a cow pad, which is, you know, fried rice.
Yeah, and it was delicious.
It was very good.
I've had these bowls that's pad Thai, and I think they're pretty good. You know, just you add water and it's your meal.
It's a noodle bowl.
Yeah, noodle bowl.
Yeah.
And I wondered what the real stuff tasted like. I had never been to Bangkok Kitchen. So Lex said she'd get that for us.
Yeah, it's just a short expressway ride away from where I work. So it wasn't a big deal to go get it. And I flew home. Also, why is 475 23 torn to shit again?
Again? I don't know. Is it still down to one lane?
It's two lanes. Ugh. But and then like it veers off and then new traffic is coming in and new traffic has their own like little expressway line for a while. It was
awful.
The hell?
Awful, 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 awful.
Ugh.
The highways all around Toledo are terrible. And I know it's getting to be orange barrel time, but
yeah.
This has not stopped.
No.
This has gone on for several years now.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Yes.
It was, so I white knuckled it half the way here.
Ay, ay, ay.
It was terrible, but the food was worth it.
Oh, yes.
I have never gotten bad food from Bangkok Kitchen.
Nice. And my pad Thai was delicious.
Good. I'm glad.
It's much better than the bowls, but I'll keep eating those bowls.
Yeah.
Because I think they're delicious.
Yeah. The surface streets are all torn up, too. So
right.
The easy way to get to and from that restaurant is all jacked up.
Yeah.
But so I could only go on the expressway.
You got there.
Stupid.
You got us a fabulous dinner. And you brought a Frosty home for the mother, who loves her Frosties.
There is a Wendy's out front of Bangkok Kitchen, and I didn't plan dessert because, I didn't think ahead.
And I had planned dessert, so.
Yeah, Mom planned dessert. She stopped at the bakery and got cronuts.
Yes.
That we haven't eaten yet.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to having eaten this. You might have to have those for breakfast.
Okay.
I'm sure that Justin would, choke it down.
Yeah, he'll hurt himself.
Yeah. Such things. But yeah, that was a real inspiration to try that, and I was very impressed.
Good. Yeah, like I said, I've never had bad food from there.
Yep.
And they used to be in a dine-in restaurant, but since the pandemic, they're carry-out only.
Oh.
And, like, even walking in to go get the food, like, their tables are all pushed against the wall and their chairs are all put away. So I don't think they have any plans of reopening as a dine-in service.
Really?
But if they're making the money in takeout what they would in sit down, then
right.
Why not?
Absolutely. And that's a real tiny little restaurant anyway.
It's real small.
Because I've been to the diner that's right next door.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, it's just two tables wide.
Yeah.
So is that the same as Bangkok Kitchen, just a couple of tables wide and then the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a big place at all.
No.
But yay. Yeah, if they're doing that good with takeout, have at it.
Yeah. They're cutting down all that overhead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So that's a good thing. Yay for them.
Yep. And we made our introductory TikTok that has pictures of our food and our trucker hats. We wore trucker hats.
Yes.
I think we mentioned that already.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
But we're silly.
Still talking about it.
And Mother does not wear a hat ever, so it was fun. And then, like I said, I've seen that on the golf where they're just, moving their heads so that you can see what their hats say. And I think, well, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I am an idiot.
The other option was to wear a ball cap that says beer me.
Beer me. Well, that would have been fun. We should have went and found those Bud Light hats like you were talking about.
Oh, God.
Aggravate more people.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
I know, neither.
So stupid.
I don't understand why everybody's got to have a, you know, opinion.
It's so stupid.
Right. Right. But I enjoyed this movie. I'm a little surprised because we were supposed to do this the other day and I pooped out.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
And I waited and waited and I didn't do any of my studying until just yesterday.
I didn't do mine until yesterday either.
But I didn't find anything reading about it that I thought, oh, I'm not going to like this movie. But I just had it in my head that I wasn't going to like this movie.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Because you really based your desire to see it off the cover of the DVD box.
Yes. Yes, that's how I pick my books. So I figured I might as well start picking movies that way.
Yeah.
If I like the cover, I'm going to watch the book. No, watch the movie.
Yeah.
Read the book.
Right.
But yeah, yeah, I always judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
okay. Yeah.
So I doesn't fail me very often.
No.
So that's cool. So I'll have to look and see what other interesting movies I like the pictures of.
Okay.
Oh, a couple of them you've already nixed.
Yeah, that with Nell and I. Yeah. I try, because it sounds like a movie that I should like, and I tried to watch it, and I got about 10 minutes in, and I was just like, I can't.
I can't do this.
I can't do it.
Okay. Well, but, you know, then the others, I mean, look at this. We're going to mark off another movie off of my list.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's fun.
Yeah.
As Mom said at the beginning of the show, we've had a rough couple of weeks.
Yes.
Mom had a health scare that...
That gave Alexis a health scare.
I can work myself into a frenzy real fast.
Yes.
And boy, oh boy.
That did it?
Put me right over the edge.
Oh, dear. I'm very sorry, baby.
That's okay. I'm just glad you're feeling better.
Yes. But apparently mother is an old lady.
Yeah.
It was a holiday and I had to go to the hospital.
It was terrible.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Because I am not good in an emergency.
Oh, she's very good in emergency. The next day, she fell apart.
Oh, I was a nightmare the next day. I had gotten about 2 hours of sleep. Ugh. I attempted to go to work. Mom kicked me out of her hospital room.
I did. She walked into my hospital room. I thought, oh, man, maybe she should be in bed. You looked rough.
I felt rough. Like, my whole body was vibrating.
Aww.
It didn't stop for a couple days.
Aww.
So.
I'm sorry. I hope I never, ever have, you know, what I had to, so I have to have more surgery on top of the surgery I had emergency-wise.
Yeah.
And I went to get my screening, which they do now. You just don't go to the hospital anymore. You got to get screened the week before. And the lady's going through my list of ailments, and she goes, wow, you haven't had very many surgeries, have you? I said, I try not to use my health insurance. That's important to me.
Yeah.
You know, I've only had, you know, well, let's see, four surgeries in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay. That's plenty enough for me.
Yeah, that's more than I've had.
Well, keep going.
Yeah, I'll get there.
No, I hope not. I've had more surgeries, or I've had more anesthesia this year, since January, than I have had in my entire life.
Yeah.
Holy cats.
Yeah.
So I choose not to use my health insurance anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm
going to
do.
Hopefully that works out for you.
I'm planning on it.
Yeah. And you need to give me a break. I can only take so much.
I know. Lex was used up. She needs 6 or 8 months.
I need some
to
recovery
calm
time.
Down. I am so sorry, baby.
It's okay.
It was awful, though, wasn't it?
It was awful. It was the worst thing I've ever dealt with in my life.
I
was married to an idiot for 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. How many seizures did you have to go through?
A lot.
Wow. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try to be healthy.
I appreciate that.
Right after I finish this Frosty.
Okay.
I'll start eating better.
Okay.
Although, you know, I need the calcium.
Sure.
Yeah. There's something called osteopenia.
Oh.
Anybody who's old will know what that is.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Can't wait.
Right. Right. You don't drink milk either, so. Well, you do more milk than I do.
Yeah. It doesn't agree with me. That's why I try to avoid it. But yeah. I did have a big old bowl of oatmeal yesterday.
Right. You put it on your cereal, so.
Yeah.
I don't even put milk on my cereal.
I prefer milk and oatmeal than I do water.
Yes.
I don't know. I think it just gives it a little more body.
Absolutely. It gives it that creamy taste. I love oatmeal.
Yeah. I don't like a runny oatmeal.
No. No. But then on the other hand, I don't like it too hard either.
I like it when it solidifies enough to be more of a gel.
Yes, yeah. I understand that. But when it's a lump, it's no good.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, I hear you. food is a big thing with us. We like our food.
Yeah, and I am especially a good cook, especially when I leave it to somebody else to do.
Right. I think Lex was the best cook I've seen today.
Fried rice is one of those things that I'm afraid to make myself because I don't want the egg to be wrong.
Oh, yeah. You don't want a fried egg in the middle of your rice.
Right. That's what I worry about.
It's in the stirring. It's in the stirring that you keep it moving fast enough.
I think that's one of those dishes that somebody will have to hold my hand while I make.
Okay.
And then I'll be a whiz at it.
Yep. Yeah, because you drop that egg into the middle of the wok where all the hot grease is.
Yeah.
And then you just start moving it and boom, you've got this beautiful fried rice that doesn't have any hunks of egg in it.
Right.
Because I don't like it when there's hunks of egg.
Well, mine today had some egg hunks in it, which I don't mind when it tastes good.
Right.
But when it's like you get an overwhelmingly big bite of egg.
Ay, ay, ay.
I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah.
Yay.
And it's winter here in Ohio again.
Jesus H. Christ. It was 85 a couple days ago.
Yep.
Today it's 37.
Saturday was summer. Yesterday was fall. Today is winter. It was even snowing. There was snow on my grass this morning when I got up.
It was hailing at one point this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
I just watched from my window like 58 seasons in an hour at work.
Well, you know, they always say that, you know, weather in Ohio, give it 10 minutes and it'll be another season.
Yeah. They ain't lying.
No, uh-uh.
Because this is horse shit.
Yep, I gotta think that this must be global warming.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
that's
come
not
on.
A thing.
It's what, the 16th, 17th of
April.
April?
Yeah.
And we're having a snowstorm? I don't.
2 days after an 80 degree day.
Right.
Yeah.
And 2 days after 3 days of 80 degrees.
Yeah, it was real hot, and I begged for the air conditioner to be turned on because it's just so hot in the house and I don't exist in less than jeans and a long sleeve shirt.
Right.
So walking around an 85 degree house in jeans and a long sleeve shirt was miserable.
I would have been in my t-shirt and panties.
Yeah. It was rough.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, well, I don't think it's necessary to turn the AC on yet.
What? I don't think you should turn your heat on until at least October.
Right.
But you can have your air on any day of the year. Any day.
Right. I subscribe to that.
I have lived by that for a long time, and I plan to continue to live by that.
Yeah. My comfort is necessary.
Yes. I'm a big girl, and I don't like to be hot.
No, I don't regulate temperature well.
Nope. No, it's because we live in zero temperature. We have no ups and downs.
Yeah. No, I am ups and downs.
I have to wonder why, you know, when I was a kid, I don't ever remember being so miserable hot as I have been in the last
no,
few years.
And I don't, you know, I remember it snowing. I remember there being snow days from school, but I don't remember it being bitter fucking cold.
No, I don't. Is that because we're getting older, or is that global warming?
Global warming is a myth.
I know it is. I absolutely know it is.
But I live in Ohio where it's, you can get four seasons in a day.
Yes. Yes.
So is it a myth?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just like all those people who took their medical advice from politicians. Are we going to take our scientific, another science?
Our environmental science.
Yeah, our environmental science from politicians?
We
because
already are.
I know it.
It's all a racket.
I know. I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Take your medical advice from politicians and take every other bit of advice from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Well,
I'm still alive.
Me too, but I didn't drink any bleach, did you?
No.
Good Lord.
No.
No, it wasn't bleach. It was
horse dewormer.
Mr. Clean or something. No.
409,
yes. Yeah. And then to take an animal dewormer.
For a viral infection.
For a viral infection.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when you're taking your advice from people like that.
The next thing you're going to tell me is the Holocaust didn't happen.
Oh, well, they say that too.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I've heard politicians say that.
Oh, yeah, so have I.
And it's like,
terrifying.
What?
Goddamn terrifying.
Yes. What?
Yeah. You know that you're a Nazi, right?
Oh, my God. Where do these people get their ideas? And then
the internet.
And then masses of people are following them.
There's a lady at work who has a nephew who is a flat earther.
Oh, boy.
And I'm just like, I need to know literally everything about his theory.
Yes. How does that work?
I need to know this for science.
Yes. Yes.
And then apparently this nephew lives in Kentucky where that big shooting was.
Oh, boy.
Apparently he was in a building that was right next to that bank.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, oh, tell your nephew to go over to the bank and bore the shooter with his flat earth theories. Oh. He'll save the day.
Oh, my God. Alexis. Oh, that is awful. Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh. I don't understand that either. I mean, what?
I don't.
How can reasonable people follow these politicians and these gurus and these, you know, all these people telling stuff?
There's enough sources on the internet that you can find anything you want to hear. So
yes.
Why not?
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I want to hear this, so this is what I'm going to hear?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Only going to seek out information that proves me right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I don't.
Flat Earth.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
I don't understand anybody anymore.
No.
You know, and it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
It really is just a matter of time.
They're going to kill us all.
Yeah. And who are they?
The crazy people.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to wonder, don't you? Every one of these shooters lately has been found in some way to be not stable.
Well, we can't talk about the things that are bad. We can't talk about, you know, the lack of gun control. We can't talk about the lack of mental health care. We can't talk about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We can't talk about our shitty education system.
Right.
You know, because we're going to upset somebody.
Right. And I'd like to know who they're upsetting.
You know, we can't teach critical race theory because we don't want people to know that slavery was a thing.
Oh.
What?
You know what?
The next thing you're going to tell me is the Holocaust didn't happen.
Yep. I don't even understand what critical race... I have a college degree.
Critical race theory...
I don't even get that.
...is history as it happened, not as it was written by white people.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. That's all that is threatening anybody.
They're not teaching critical race theory in the grade school. They're teaching history.
They're teaching white history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why are all these people up in arms about critical race theory?
Because that's not, white history isn't history.
Well, anybody who really thinks about it and listens to other people's opinions has to realize that my history is different from your history. It's different from the next guy's history. So how can any history be what you say it is?
Well, that's the whole point, is that you can't teach history without teaching all of history. You can't teach just one subsect of history because that's what makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Oh, okay.
The world is a savage place. It has always been a savage place. Tell us like it is. Why are we afraid to tell people like it is?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is how the country was founded. This is what happened. I just read a thing on Ranker that the last slave ship that came across the Atlantic came in 1860.
Yes, that is the truth. 1860?
That's not that long ago.
No. No, it is not. And I don't understand. I recognize that history is not what history is.
Right.
You know, and we as a human population have always gone into somebody's territory and dominated them. That started day one.
Yeah.
That's just the way human beings are.
But there's no sense in whitewashing it. There were barbaric things that happened.
Right.
In all stages of history.
Correct.
Imperialism,
since day
capitalism,
one.
Everything is terrible.
Yes.
Why are we afraid to tell people that everything is awful?
Yeah, and it's not what it appears.
No.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they don't want in the schools. They don't want real history. They don't want, you know, safe spaces for children. They don't, you know, whatever.
Oh, I know.
It's all awful.
Yep.
It's all terrible.
Yep. And the bad guys are going to get in one way or the other. This last guy shot through the doors.
Yeah.
And walked in through the broken glass. Well, do we have to have bars on our school doors? Do we have to have metal doors? What do we have to do now?
I don't know. We need more guns in the schools.
I think so.
That's what we need.
Yeah. Every teacher should be outfitted with an AK-47, I guess.
Yeah, they need to put a hole through an elephant.
Yeah, outgun the gunners.
We just We just went on this rant. We got to get off
of it. Oh, I know. I know. Because it makes me so angry.
It's just so stupid.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
I don't want to take away all your guns.
No.
Because I like to eat meat.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to go fight a bear.
Nope.
Hell no.
And there's no need for an AK-47. That won't get you any meat at all.
No.
But I've said that before, and I'm sticking with it.
Yeah. I mean,
as ignorant as I am, go ahead and say it.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
How do we sink into these rants, Alexis?
We just go crazy. We lose our minds.
I know. But it's a good day. You know, I haven't been to work in a few weeks.
Yes, mom's medical scare.
We're
put her on the disabled list for a minute.
Yeah, I love it. I went on Social Security.
Uh-huh.
That started.
That's awesome.
I really am an old person.
Yeah.
And I may get more Social Security from my dead ex-husband.
That's awesome.
So there's another thing. And, you know, it's been okay.
Yeah.
But I'm about done having fun at home.
Yeah.
I could not retire.
You couldn't fully retire.
I don't think so. And I haven't been really well these last couple of weeks. Because, criminally, I went to the grocery store. I picked up a few things. I went home and had to have a 3-hour nap.
Oh.
I was exhausted. But I had to have some food. And in my rush to get home, I picked up sugar-free Jell-O.
Shit.
Ew. How could I have done that?
Damn it.
It was awful. Oh, boy, cherry Jell-O. I opened up that snack pack and I took a bite and I thought, oh, shit.
No.
And I pushed the lid down, sugar-free.
Damn it.
I would rather have nothing than sugar-free.
Yeah.
Nothing.
We had quarterly lunch at work today that I skipped because I was so excited for our meal tonight.
What did they bring in?
They brought Chipotle.
Oh.
And which is fine. I can take or leave Chipotle.
Yeah.
But if they got it from the one like right near where we work, that one's not good.
Oh.
That one is missed more than hit.
Oh. I like the one by Franklin Park Mall.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
When I get a taste for Chipotle, which is every once in a while. Because, you know, you get so much food, but that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know,
right.
For me. I go to the one at Franklin Park Mall, and I like it real well.
The one at Westgate's pretty good, too.
Oh.
Over by Costco.
Oh. It would be 6 of 1, half dozen the other for me.
Yeah, really.
Although the parking lot
over here,
over at Westgate is,
and there's a light,
is awful. The one at Franklin Park, yeah, the light, and you get right out.
Yeah, that one's a lot nicer.
Easier, not nicer.
Well, the parking situation is nicer.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But I do like Chipotle. They have a new one now. It's a chicken one that I would like to try, but haven't had a taste for it.
Yeah. That'll be there.
Yep. Yep. Fun things. What else can we talk about?
Well, I pulled up our... Oh, shit. I pulled up our downloads.
Oh, okay.
We have 1,366 downloads.
Oh, my gosh.
All time.
And this is movie 39?
Today's movie is movie number 40.
Oh, my gosh.
And technically, it's number 41 because we didn't record Identity.
Right. Yep. Oh, my gosh, Alexis.
Yeah. So I'm pretty stoked that we're at least getting some downloads.
Yes. I know we don't talk about technical stuff and
yeah.
We're just two ordinary women who are watching a movie together and talking about it.
Yeah. You know, we're not super tech savvy.
Nope. We're not critics.
That's, you know, my father-in-law, when he was trying, he's like, what recording software do you use? What microphones do you use? What this, what that? And I'm just like, I don't know. I use a computer.
We have this.
I have a microphone with a spit screen.
Yeah.
I don't know. It picks up everything.
Right.
What's that mean to you? I don't know what you're talking about.
We're just two people who decided to do this so that we could get together once in a while. And I'm having fun.
Yeah.
You're having fun.
I'm having a blast.
I hope you guys out there, when you listen to us, you're thinking, these women are crazy.
We are.
And that's what we want you to think. I got to listen to these again because these women are crazy. So, okay, we're all right with that.
Yeah, and I listen, you know, I do the editing and then I put them out and I don't listen to them again until I go through and I don't have any other podcasts to listen to. And then I listen to us.
You listen to, like, real podcasts?
I do. I'm tapped out of all of my podcasts. Today I listen to Dateline episodes on...
Oh, no!
On my phone.
Oh, Lex! Oh, my goodness! Aw.
So,
like, come on, you guys out there! She's looking for something.
Oh, I'm tapped out.
So did you listen to us?
Well, I've listened to everything we've put out.
Yeah, sometimes you can hear me real well. Sometimes you can't.
And it's weird in the car if I have my phone on to listen to podcasts in my car.
Yes.
I hear you out of one side of the car and I hear me out of the other.
No way!
Yeah.
I've never listened to us in the car. I'm going to have to try it.
But when I, you know, just use my earbuds, I hear, you know, it's all stereo. It's fine.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. But in the car, it's just like, why is mom so quiet? Oh, it's because I can only hear her out of one side of my head.
Oh, dear. So, you know, we're not professionals.
No.
We're not even semi-professionals.
No, we only have good gear because my father-in-law forced me to.
Yes.
He's just like, if you're going to do this, you should do it right. I'm just like, oh.
But we don't do anything else right, Dad. Why should we do this right?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Me either. And I leave it all up to Alexis.
Yeah, and I have made it this far in life by the skin of my teeth.
Yep. Yep. Fake it till you make it, baby. That's my theory. Fake it till you make it. If you look confident, people think you are confident.
Sure.
So I try never to let him see me sweating.
Yep.
That's an important thing for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Keep on keeping on.
Yep, exactly. Just keep talking like you know what you're doing.
Yes. Yes, I'm confident.
I'm in a couple podcast groups on Facebook. They're like, oh, what kind of gear do you use? And I'm just like, well, I've got a nice mic and I've got good headphones. And that's about all I know.
Yeah. But she's going to work on a new computer.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll help us.
Well, so far today, this has been pretty good.
Yes, it hasn't stopped one time.
No.
Although there is that staticky sound that...
I don't know if that's us or if that's...
Is it just in my head?
No, I can hear it.
Okay.
I'll try to airbrush that out.
That's weird. It just... And my phone is... turned off and in my purse and far away from the computer.
Yeah.
But it's just weird. I thought it was my book.
For a minute, I thought so, too.
Because I'd move my book and it would start. But I've been moving my book and it hasn't made it.
No, it's been fine so far.
Yeah. Yeah, weird.
I don't know. That's what noise reducer's for.
Oh, okay. See, that was a technical term that she used, and I have no idea what she's talking about.
It's a little thing in the recording program.
Oh, okay.
It gets rid of clicks and pops and buzzes. And
oh, okay. Because I do. I try to do this technical stuff like I did with this John Carpenter stuff today, and I don't understand it, so I can't tell you about it. I don't even, you know, sometimes I look at the words and I think, are those English?
Yes, they are.
Then I don't speak that language. So, you know, it's kind of tough, but I don't have that technical type mind. You know, I can look at something that came out of a box that needs to be put together, and I can see how it gets put together. But if I read the directions, I'm lost.
Right.
So, you know, I guess it's the same way with this technical stuff that I read, and I think, what the heck does that mean? I don't even know what that means, and I just read this whole page. So maybe I'm not as smart as I think I am.
Well, you just, I mean, this is, you know, this is pretty new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, although that stuff that I was talking about, the technical stuff with John Carpenter.
Uh-huh.
That was over in the, that was kind of over in the 90s and 2000s because the iOS and the digital
movement. Okay.
So what we see now on movies is more iOS and digital stuff.
Yeah.
Than this, you know, 35 millimeter film that's stretched out on a projector.
Yeah, they're shooting movies on iPhones now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so... You know, this is a thing of the past already, and not that old.
No, no. Well, I don't know. 40 years is a long time.
Well, yeah, yes, especially when you're talking about the technical stuff like that. Because look at the iPhone. We had iPhones when they first started, and now they're way beyond us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I've said many times that my smartphone is way smarter than me. So, you know... It's true. It's true. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
Strange.
Do you have any idea of a next movie?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that, weren't we?
Well, kind of.
Well, we've watched a couple of floofy ones. And this one, I don't think this one was either floofy or not.
Okay.
I just kind of enjoyed this.
Yeah.
So... You know, this was my pick. So what do you got on a taste for?
Oh.
You know, has anything jumped up at you recently that...
No, but there are, I do notice that there are a lot of movies that have come out of the mainstream and moved into the cult classic spectrum.
Oh, really? Some new ones?
Not like new ones, like old movies that...
Right,
yeah,
that have like, moved in... New movies in the cult classic
right.
genre.
Like Ghostbusters. Did you know that's a cult classic?
No.
Yeah.
I just mentioned that in my piece today.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters is a cult classic?
Yeah.
I've seen that many times. That's a fun movie.
Yeah, and we just watched it recently. So, I mean, there's, you know, the genre is
expanding. Yeah. Right before our eyes.
Right. So there's a whole lot of directions we could go.
Okay.
And do I have any ideas off the top of my head? No.
No.
I did watch part of Reservoir Dogs yesterday because Justin had it on.
Yes.
We've
talked about looking at a Tarantino movie.
And I think you could stomach it.
It's not too harsh.
I mean, there are some intense scenes, but I mean, it's a movie about criminals.
Well,
doing criminal shit.
Well, yeah, I recognize that. And you know, how much did I enjoy the boys shooting up the mob? I mean, good grief. Who would have ever thought that?
Yeah.
So, do you want to try it?
We could try it.
Okay.
Tarantino's a odd fellow.
Yes, and I've read some things about him, and yes, he has a particular style.
Yeah.
But people love him.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff that I've seen is good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, am I going to go out of my way for it? Not really.
Okay.
Because I'm not that big of a fan.
All right. Well, that's all reasonable to things to say, I think.
But I have forgotten how good the cast of Reservoir Dogs works with each other.
Oh.
Like, they were all strong personalities on their own.
Yep.
It was dynamic.
Oh, Okay. Well, and we've seen that many times where there was a big cast of well-known seasoned actors, and it's just, then you got a sprinkling of all kinds of actors, and it's like, wow.
Right. Like Usual Suspects.
Yeah. And I like that movie.
Yeah. That was a movie you said you'd watch again.
I think so, yeah. So that I could see what I missed.
Yeah.
That's one of those that you've got to see that more than once because you've missed half of it.
Right. Now you know what to watch for.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, we can give that a try. I mean, I'll tell you, if I don't like it, I don't like it.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with Quentin Tarantino. I mean, he just put it together.
He acts in it, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he usually has a spot in his movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I'm willing to try. Why not? A year ago, I probably would have said, I don't know.
Right. And, I mean, it's a movie about a crime, a group of criminals committing a perfect crime and it everything going to shit.
Yep.
And it's violent.
Yep.
The language is very coarse.
Yep.
There is a scene of torture.
Yow.
There's a lot of blood.
Okay.
But
I'll be covering my eyes.
Yeah. But I think that if any of those things
were taken out,
weren't there at the level they were, it wouldn't be as big of a movie as it is.
Okay.
So it feels gratuitous, but not.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
To me, it does. I completely understand.
Because just talking about it, it sounds so extra.
Yeah.
But to watch it, to be in it at that moment, it's just like,
well,
you need this.
Okay.
This has to happen this way.
I'm willing to try it.
You want to try that next, or do you want to do another softball and then dig into it?
No, let's dive right in.
All right. It was streaming. I don't know where it was streaming. I think I also just bought it on Blu-ray, if that's one I just bought.
Okay.
Because we were at the replay in Monroe, and we got some hella deals on Blu-rays.
Yep. I see a big stack of them over there.
Yeah, we got like 7.
Wow.
And a video game for less than $30.
Hot damn.
So I think we had some money well spent.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like a good plan.
Cool. We can do that.
Yeah.
I will say that Tarantino can put a soundtrack together.
Oh.
The music in this is awesome.
And he's got the money to pay those.
He's got the backing to pay for that.
Okay.
He's a Weinstein guy.
Okay.
He's a Miramax guy.
Yep.
So, you know, he's got the goods to back it up.
Okay.
So they'll pay for it.
All right.
But the soundtrack is amazing.
I will enjoy that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Something different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something a little, this will be real gritty.
Ooh, okay. I can do it.
But you did fine in Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
So this, I mean, it's only a little bit worse than Usual Suspects.
Oh, well. It's nothing. Okay. All right. Sounds like a good plan.
Okay.
We'll do that as soon as we manage to do it.
Yeah. Because you're going to go back to work soon, aren't you?
Not until the 1st of May.
Okay.
And I have my next surgery a week from today.
Okay.
So that's 2 weeks from today that I guess I'm supposed to go back.
You're not going to need time off after that surgery?
Well, I'll have a week.
Is that going to be enough?
I'm hoping so. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Oh, okay. What a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get there.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, I think we set our piece on Big Trouble in Little China.
I enjoyed it.
I think we talked the hell up out of Bangkok Kitchen.
Yeah, love them.
If you're in the Toledo area, find it. Go there. It's delicious.
Yes, I have to agree.
And get some spice.
Yes. Yes.
Mild plus is perfect.
Okay.
But online ordering, you can only order mild or medium.
Aw.
Not both.
Okay.
So.
Maybe if you called them on the phone, you could order.
Absolutely.
The mild plus.
But I was.
You were online.
I was at work. So I was just like.
Yep.
Let me see if I can fax an order to them. Because some places still do that.
Yes. Yes, I know that.
And then
weird.
They're like, you can order online. And I'm like,
yes.
Twist my arm a little
bit. Yeah. I love ordering online.
I do too. They charge you more, but.
Well, that's okay. You know what? I can go in there. I can order it and go in and get it right then and be done with it.
Well, and it was, I mean, I liked the online ordering option for there, especially because sometimes you call there and it's busy and it's busy and it's busy and it's busy. And Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Sometimes you're in the restaurant parking lot before they pick up.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
So, yeah, online ordering is the bomb.
Yeah. Especially when you're trying to do it stealth at work.
Yes. Yes. It's just my calculator. I'm just using this as my calculator.
I broke my date stamper.
What?
Yeah. It started acting funny a week or so ago. And I was just like, okay, let's try and get it back to where it was. And then today it was just like, I don't feel like doing nothing. And
oh,
I was just like,
no. It'll take you 2 weeks to get a new stamper.
And it's so fucking hard to get supplies at work. I don't know why.
Yes.
And I was just like, can I just go and buy a new one really fast? Because, like, I need this. Like, I date stamp a ton of shit every day.
Yep. Ugh. Well, you can buy it, but you might never get reimbursed for it. And doesn't it say your company name on it?
No, the date stamper, no.
Oh, just the date?
It's just the date.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah, I probably will go buy my own because it's just...
Easier.
And I'll take it with me when I go.
Yeah, and probably cheaper, too.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's just... like pulling teeth to get any kind of goddamn supplies.
I know.
Why is it so hard? I order 6 boxes of things because I need 6 boxes of things. Why are you only giving me 3?
Well, because there's a limit.
I don't care.
I know. I need 6. So order 3 every week. I don't know. I don't understand it either, honey. We need plastic bags at my work. You know, we put shit in plastic bags to give to the customers.
Yeah.
They've limited those to 1 a week. Well, I have more than 1,000 customers in a week.
Yeah.
I need 2 boxes. Well, you can't have 2 boxes. You can only have 1.
Okay.
All righty then.
Sure.
Here, lady, here's your 500 pieces of laundry detergent. Do you want to just take these in your hands? Okay, here you go. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But I understand. Money talks and shit walks. Well, I'm walking all over the place.
And I need a date stamper.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yep, I get it. All right, my baby.
All right, well, we've had a good time.
I have.
You guys have had a good time.
I hope you have, too.
And I guess we will see you when we see Reservoir Dogs.
Yes, sounds fun.
All right. Take it easy, everyone.
Alrighty. Bye. Bye.